Coming up on American Parlor Songbook, join us for an episode about justice. Comedian Stephen Benequist is back, and singer Dylan Chambers performs.
Objection!
Overruled!
May I approach the bench?
All right, I'll hear it.
You're out of order. This whole intro is out of order.
Really? Well, Chapter 4, Section 1 of the Public Radio Regulation Handbook states that this program must begin with a 60-second billboard, sir.
It is completely superfluous, and that is the truth.
Oh, the truth? You can't handle the truth! Announcers like me are out there on the front lines every day, keeping hosts like you safe from a confused listening audience. You want to know about the truth? The truth? The truth is you need intros, don't you?
No, I don't need any intros.
Don't you?
No, I don't. I swear
Admit
I don't.
You need it, JP.
All right, fine. I need it. I need it all. And I would have gotten away with it, too.
I rest my case. You may proceed with the rest of the program.
From the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston!
Hey, thank you, folks. Now on the other microphone, sentenced to a lifetime with a cellmate who snores, Julie Van Dusen. Justice, law, crime, punishment, rules, regulations. Administered by people in robes, enforced by fat guys with mustaches. Balanced by a lady in a blindfold. It's probably best she doesn't see what's going on. Justice is blind, and 9 times out of 10, it's deaf and dumb, too. You know, an idea becomes a bill, it gets debated, approved, but it isn't law until it's ratified. If you ask me, Congress is already pretty ratified. I digress. Eventually, the top guy signs it, and it's law, so they have to enforce it. But it's also got to be interpreted, right? And that's what lawyers are for. They're also for running over with your car, but again, that's another story. Make sure to back up, too. Some folks are for more laws, and some folks are for less laws. Me, I'm an authoritarian anarchist. That's where I force you to do whatever you want.
Sweet mercy prevails, balanced on our scales. In spite of the travails, she walks against the gales, crying, why should I believe that falling on her knees goes blind to let her see sweet mercy.
A caveman sits on the highest log by a fire. He bangs a rock and calls the other monkeys to order. In the matter of Ugg versus the tribe, how does the defendant plead? Unconscious, Your Honor. He's already been knocked out, right, and dragged away. Because, well, back then, justice was primal. They didn't need any books or rules. You got caught hoarding berries, they just clubbed you and threw you down a hill. Case closed. But then we started yakking, right? Talking, twisting our tongues, and we found words, stumbled into something called semantics, you know, subtle meanings. The order of words, structure, syntax. You gotta parse it all out. With semantics in the mix, it gets hard to parse. In fact, it can seem imparsable. I digress. With semantics, interpretations get trickier. Take, for example, the case of the firefly on trial for arson. Now, he used a language loophole to claim that he was a lightning bug and that lightning is an act of nature, ipso facto not guilty. But the ruling was struck down and they threw the dictionary at him, and well, now he's a fire walk with tiny crutches. Or like that ancient fable that I totally made up about the donkey and the mule. They got into a debate about which one was more horse. Ironically, with all that shouting, they were both more horse. So the mule resorted to semantics, and he called the donkey an ass.
Sweet mercy prevails, balanced on her scales. In spite of the travails, she walks against the gales, singing, why should I believe that falling on her knees goes blind to let her see sweet mercy.
So we had to write it all down, you know, analyze it, you know, cross-reference it, organize it, cross the T's and dot the I's. Strike that, reverse it, just cross your eyes. It's probably easier to make sense of it that way. Those laws are our sense of justice. Well, they must come from somewhere, right? But where? The fundamental laws of the universe? Man? God? I had a dyslexic bailiff once, and he made me swear to dog. I said, I do, and well, I was convicted of a minor pun infraction. Actually, I think I've had about 5 pun infractions in this monologue so far. But where was I? Right. Where does it come from, our sense of justice? Well, it sprang mostly out of philosophy, I think. Old Greek guys pacing back and forth in the sand, stroking their beards, ethics, morals. But where did it come from? Maybe all our big words and tangled sentences are just a way to label something called empathy. If a chimp looks at another chimp, you know, injured on the ground there, he just feels it. Empathy. Don't hurt other chimps. You know? Do unto others. Mercy. Born inside us and then shattered by consciousness, followed by a 10,000-year struggle to piece it all back together. I'd say we've got it mostly sorted out. I'd say it, but I'd be lying. There are 2 kinds of justice, right? One for the rich and one for the poor. And well, that's not justice at all. I don't know. I'm not a philosophizer. I'm barely even a philosopher. I can hardly string together 6 minutes of coherent material for this monologue here. So sue me. It wouldn't be the first time. Yes, we are all flawed, we talking monkeys. Maybe we ought to just hand over the reins to artificial intelligence, right? You know, let the supercomputers dole out the verdicts. A jury of 12 peer-to-peers. Maybe you catch a lucky break and you get a crash jury. No, I think the machines would be too good at it. Everything locked up too tight, speeding tickets for every tick over the limit, drones dropping citations for every uncut blade of grass, every rounded down tax penny. No, there's something human about justice, as hard as it is for us to achieve it. So we're going to see if we can't get the court to find in our favor and seek a little justice this week. Stick around. It's your civic duty.
Sweet mercy prevails, balanced on a scales. In spite of the travails, she walks against the gales, singing, why should I believe? Then falling on her knees, goes blind to let her see. Sweet mercy, blind to let her see, sweet mercy.
The National Law Journal has reported on matters of justice with the utmost integrity since 1978. Now here to pervert justice with absolute disregard for the laws of music, J.P. Houston sings the news.
Honestly, folks, I can't find the inspiration. The news is so strange these days, it bears no contemplation. So without hesitation, I choose to cede the floor and leave it in the steady hands of a longtime troubadour. Here to stir and arouse and intrigue and compel. You know him, you love him, let's hear it. Folk legend, Art Podell.
Art Podell.
The news. Back in the day, long time ago, back in the Dust Bowl days, people sang things like Talkin' Blues. Woody Guthrie used it a lot, Talkin' Blues, to tell people what was going on. So when JP asked me to do the news, I figured, why not? Let's follow an old tradition. I opened the paper, read the news today. Antarctica's split in half. and it's floating away. This keeps up, we'll have plenty of ice for every Mai Tai in Hawaii at half the price. Well, the planet's getting warmer. Some say, maybe not. The argument just keeps heating up a lot. We got criers, we got deniers, both young and old. And the debate, just like the planet, running hot and cold. So blame it on the Russians, blame it on the press, blame it on religion or CBS. Blame it on the sunspots or the deep blue sea. Blame it on your grandma, but don't blame me. Seems the flu's on the rise all over the land, and the price of drugs keeps spiraling out of hand. They're vaccinating for pneumonia now in every state, while Washington is knee-deep in debate. Our healthcare situation had better change fast. It needs resuscitation or a bill to be passed. So if you call your doctor, call 911. And a congressman shows up, run. Blame it on the Russians. Blame it on the press. Blame it on Limbaugh or PBS. Blame it on Rachel or the deep blue sea. Blame it on your grandpa, but don't blame me. North Korea just launched another long-range missile. While we sit and watch, hope for it to fizzle. If California's a target and it lands right here, we'll have enough guacamole to last a whole year. And they've started the wall on the southern border. 3,000 miles, that's a mighty tall order. Concrete and steel from American mines. And if Mexico pays for it, better have some drapes and some blinds. Blame it on the Russians and their cyber crimes. Blame it on Fox or the New York Times. Blame it on the Zodiac or the deep blue sea. Blame it on your uncle, but don't blame me. Well, the news just reported that the news is fake. So where does that leave us, for goodness sake? It totally confounds a logical soul. I think we're finally looking at a real black hole. Blame it on the Russians. Blame it on the press. Blame it on religion or CBS. Blame it on OJ. They'll just let him free again. Blame it on Donald or Vladimir or our good friend here, JP. But whatever you do, don't blame me.
Art Fidel, everybody. Let's hear it for him.
Thank you.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
Well, after you.
Now you're chivalrous?
Well, I wouldn't want you stabbing me in the back again, so
just pay the fee and let me get on with my life.
Fine. Insert exact change. Do you have 27 cents?
Jesus.
It's $400.20. I've got $3.99.93. So just give me 27 cents.
Here.
All right. Inserting exact change and...
Welcome to Arbitron, Artificial Intelligence Divorce Agent. Quick, easy, void of emotion.
Ah, you've got something in common then.
Whatever.
Scanning, Michael Lippman. Insert finger into security port.
This one here?
Violation.
Oh, sorry, this one here.
Inserted. Scanning. Larry Lippman, place your finger in opposite port.
On the other side here?
Inserted.
First try.
Do you swear to abide by the ruling of this computer divorce arbitration?
Right,
I do.
Proceeding with divorce of Lippman v. Lippman, this arbitration is brought to you by... The soothing eye of Horus. Look into the eye. All is calm. You are free. Sleep. The Soothing Eye of Horus. Available for iOS, Android, and iOS for Androids. Processing evidence. Please insert relevant materials into slot.
Hey, do you think it'll accept wine bottles?
You're the one with a drinking problem.
How about a truck? Can you fit a truck in that thing?
I didn't hit you on purpose.
You're always undermining me.
Listen, maybe if you had any goals...
What about my model train city?
What kind of a grown man?
What kind? Should I get zapped for that?
I guess so.
Restore civility.
Look, I'm perfectly calm and civil. There's
administering
no...
sedative.
Civility restored.
Please deposit relevant documents.
That slot there. Okay.
All right, fine.
Documents accepted. Tallying. Scanning social media.
Wait.
Michael Lippman.
No, not my social media.
Locating text communications.
No text. Don't look
text
at...
retrieval. Oh, reading.
No, hold on.
He don't know nothing, boo-boo. Heart emoji. You my real boo.
No.
I knew it.
I was talking to my mother. It's my mother.
Warning. Graphic photo.
No, that's not me in the photo, I swear.
Oh, sure. Someone else has a tattoo of Herbe Villages?
Deducting points. Adjusting net worth.
Wait, net what now?
Balance updated.
Wait, is that the bank account?
Beginning division of assets.
No whammies.
Michael, for 50 points.
What the hell is going on here?
If one half of 5 equals 3, and the same proportion holds, what is the value of 1/16 of 10?
I don't understand.
Incorrect. Deducting assets.
What? No. Hold on.
Larry, for 200 points. True or false?
True.
Correct.
Yes.
Adding assets.
That's not even human language.
Incorrect. Deducting assets. Final round. Pull lever.
This does seem kind of arbitrary.
Pull lever.
All right, come on, jackpot.
Lemon.
No more lemons. No.
Lemon.
Oh, come on, money bags.
Lemon.
Oh, son of a...
Adjusting asset balance.
Fine, take it all. At least I have my dignity.
Opening entire address book.
Wait, what are you doing?
Sending Hervé Villages tattoo.
No,
photo.
Not the photo of her.
Arbitration complete.
Well, I feel good about this, Michael. You good?
You don't have any more of those sedatives, do you? I push here.
This divorce was brought to you by Kevorkian Industries Same Day Lobotomies. Available now in the lobby.
Our musical guest this week is a talented young singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, Dylan Chambers.
The sun don't shine and the birds don't sing. the way they did back then. I miss you, and I'm sorry. I never meant to let you down. If you let me, I can show you that I can turn this all around. Oh, baby, don't give up on my love. It would break my heart in two. Don't give up on my love. Oh, girl, I wanna be with you. Said things I didn't mean, I meant things I didn't say. But if I said them now, you wouldn't hear me anyway. Sorries have no value, they don't carry weight. Words are just words, they don't fix your mistakes. But I miss you, and I'm sorry. I never meant to let you down. If you let me, I can show you, yeah, that I can turn this all around. Oh, baby, don't give up on my love. It would break my heart in two. Don't give up on my love. Oh, girl, I wanna be with you. And I'm sorry, I never meant to let you down. If you let me, I can show you that I can turn this all around. Oh, baby, don't give up on my love. It would break my heart in two.
Thank you.
Information about our musical guest is available on his website, dylanchambersmusic.com. Let's have another song from Dylan Chambers.
Never see someone put together so perfectly until you've seen her. You swear she came from the other side where the grass is greener. She's out of your league, just in your reach. You don't know if you see her again. She's easy to read, but she's so hard to please. Still you feel yourself only. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. She gets what she wants, and she takes what she needs. Yeah, she's a bad, 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 bad girl, and she ain't gonna stop long till you're down on your knees. She's a trained assassin, not your common thief. You never see it coming, but you get to watch her leave. Like a hurricane or the perfect storm, she comes in unannounced, blowing down your front door. She's out of your league, just in your reach. You don't know if you see her again. She's easy to read, but she's so hard to please. Still you feel yourself falling. She's a bad, 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 beggar. She gets what she wants now, and she takes what she needs. Yeah, she's a bad, 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 bad girl, and she ain't gonna stop on her till you're down on your knees. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. She gets what she wants, and she takes what she needs. She's a bad, 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 bad girl. And she ain't gonna stop till you're down on your knees. No, she ain't gonna stop till you're down on your knees. She ain't gonna stop. She ain't gonna stop, no. She ain't gonna stop till you're down on your knees.
Thanks so much.
Old Georgian houses on hills, standing up straight against the angle of the East End street. Inside each brick and wood home was fake brick and faux wood. Each house for half a block was attached to its mirror image, a home on each side of the wall. For every action, an equal and opposite reaction. We shared our wall. We shared our wall with the polar opposite of our beatnik parents and, well, us fun-crazed kids. A religious school teacher with a sensitive ear. And what ensued was a constant battle of kid good versus old lady neighbor evil. An all-out war of eggings and zoning board complaints and midnight missions in all black. Dad thumbs dialed on brown plastic boxes, refining the fuzz, snapping the buttons over to any one of the impressive 13 channels, right? Now, there was a black tick beside the volume control on our TV. The Millie line, as we called it. Millie the neighbor, right? Anything past that line on the volume control, well, the noise complaints would begin. I swear, that old harpy, she must have slept with her ear on a cup and the cup pressed against the wall. Outside wasn't any better. Now, you couldn't so much as hang a pinky over the fence line without setting off her alarm. Her alarm was just a shout. Well, her response team was her adult son. A boozy and bruisy goon with a whole suitcase of pent-up problems. Oh, he could hardly wait to turn it loose and vent some of that oppression on us brats, right? So, well, of course, we'd taunt him. We'd call out to him just like her, Jeffrey, Jeffrey. And we'd dangle our foot over the fence line there. The polka dot curtain at the back of the kitchen would peek open, and then we'd scurry back over the property line. If there's one safe place for a neighborhood gang of rascals to get up to anything good, it's the backyard, right? And that property line, it was the last line. The line in the grass they shall not cross. A nice straight out of the back rectangle parcel of grass, right? Right. Right up until that sloppy bang on the front door. Jeffrey's mucked up knuckles on our faux stained glass window, clutching in his gnarly other hand a big scrap of paper. And then we watched in horror as his mother, Millie, and he, her wiry son, Jeffrey, they laid out the end of the innocence. 100-year-old deed, dug up in some box with a hand-drawn property boundary in black ink. Those wall-sharing crusaders, they were preparing to annex a solid 90% of our backyard. The fun zone, the get-up-to-no-good zone, hacked off into oblivion by an old original plot. No,
not on my watch. No. Time for some good old-fashioned righteous kid justice. So I organized the sisters and a tough Maltese kid from down the block. Ocean's 11, or more like Ocean's Under 11. You know, that back kitchen window over there at Millie's place, that back kitchen window, it's a cinch. We have the exact same latch, right? Mirror image. I can get in and out of there faster than you can say juvie. Sister Nikki, she's up against the wall with a cup. She's on recon, right? Flip the light on and off when the coast is clear. A Maltese bruiser on the front porch to slow them up should they come home early with that newspaper collection routine we'd worked up. And my tough sister Melissa, she's under the back window for the boost, up to the latch, and it's open go. I'm in the belly of the beast, and it even smells like stuffy old Catholic rules in there. All right, think quick. Where would they keep the deed? And then like a gift from God right there in front of me on the Formica kitchen table, that deed with the jagged property line. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Melissa signals from out the back. They're coming. The key's in the door. This is it. I whip out the fixer, and with a quick black stroke, I correct the property line just where it ought to go. And then back out the window, Melissa catches me through the polka dot curtain, scramble over the fence, and Jeffrey clamoring through the house. He whips open the curtain just as the pinky toe clears the property line. So we celebrated with a regal blanket fort gala out back, like Ewoks in song, legendary. Success, home on a perfectly protected rectangle patch of grass. Well, they'll tell our grandchildren about this one day. Yeah, we won the day, but not even the week. For a black crayon line, well, it wasn't enough to sway the zoning board. So by the end of the summer, well, we could dangle our toe over the property line from the back door.
Ring the bell like a ghost disappear. Laugh and laugh, hushing so they won't hear. Hours and hours playing catch with the sun, shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air.
We take you now to Channel 5 in Pittsburgh to join the program already in progress. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Scott Jean.
Thank you, Agnes. And Bethesda said, Marilyn, this is a merry land. Blessed be the glory, and to the glory of power, may the humble ever seek the meek. Good day, children, and welcome to the New World Church of Bible and Gospel, Word of Luke, New World Border. My Christian name is Scott Tholomew Eugene, but you all know me as Pastor Scott Jean. As I look out upon your faces, my heart is warmed all the way down to the cockles. And yet I see trouble in your hearts. You all have experienced injustice. You know it when you see it. You naturally want to fight it, correct it before it happens. And when it does happen, you make amends for the wrong and punish the guilty. You want to see fairness for all, equity among men, women, and children. Surely it speaks to the goodness of man that this is our natural impulse to seek to right the wrong. But do we not also wrong the right? Is it not also equally human nature to commit wrong in the first place? Do we not feel greed, lust, and hatred? Does not each of us want the biggest piece of pumpkin pie? We do. We do crave that biggest slice of pumpkin pie, try as we may to cut the pumpkin pie evenly. Once the knife is lifted, our eye scans the entire pie to see which piece is the plumpest. That one. This is the temptation God has placed before us, the struggle, the imbalance of our souls, yawing back and forth for eternity like two half-wits on a seesaw. On the one hand, a longing for fairness for all, and on the other, a big old hunk of pumpkin pie. It is for this reason that the New World Church of the Bible and Gospel Word of Luke New World Border says that man and woman are wrong to seek justice in this world. Don't bother. We are doomed to get it wrong. As we have already seen, man is two beings of two hearts and two minds. It is his nature to want to have their fair share and his nature to want to get his. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about pie anymore. This goes way past pumpkin pie. We're talking lust, envy, murder. This is going to take some praying. We need only to turn to the story of Wanda, for example, Book of Genesis. Wife of Ehezbiel the Ancient, Wanda was plagued by an insatiable lust. This is perhaps understandable, as Wanda had been given to wed at the age of 17, and Ehezbiel the Ancient, also known as Ehezbiel the Fish Gutter, was at the time of the wedding in his 50s. His 650s. The Bible tells us people lived a very long time back then. With an age difference of give or take 630 years, this was a classic May-September romance. Faithless Wanda, Wanda the Wicked, was unable to remain a true and loyal wife to Ehezbiel. Lured, some say, by Beelzebub himself, Wanda met Ira, the bulgar wheat farmer, and after meeting him, knew him, and I mean biblically. Ira was by all accounts a good man and tried to do right by Wanda, but word quickly spread around the village of Wanda's evil act, and by daybreak the villagers stoned her to death for the honor of Ehezbiel, who died shortly after of natural causes. The moral. Man's quest for justice is futile. Man's quest for justice is meaningless. On this earth, honor required a woman and man to remain faithful to one another till death do them part. But carnal desire made Wanda seek pleasure in the arms of another. If she had just waited about 3 days. But she didn't. Ultimately, though, the justice brought on her by the villagers merely ended her mortal life. The true justice comes after. And the mob of villagers in heaven is God. This is why the New World Church of the Bible and Gospel Word of Luke, New World Border, says to you, do not seek justice here on earth. Let us take care of it for you. We will pray to God for you, knowing that he and he alone, I'm spelling that with a capital H, the A of alone also capitalized, can work it out in the hereafter. We know this and we have faith. We know you want justice. That's natural. But you're not going to get it here on earth. Have you read the news lately? Leave it to God. But don't just shrug and say, okay, I guess he's got my back. No, God's got a lot on his plate. He needs to hear it loud and clear. And the New World Church of the Bible and Gospel, Word of Luke, New World Border, has his ear. We have a panel of praying experts on duty at all times. And we've got you covered. Rely on us. You know, we'll do the job. You can go about your day shopping, picking up the kids at school. You pick up whatever you want. Netflix and chill. We'll do the praying. And it's like having a bunch of followers liking and retweeting your clever tweet. And if God sees your tweet and likes it, brother, you're in. No one's got more followers than God. Not even Beyonce. So go to New World Church at the Bible and Gospel Word of Luke, newworldborder.church, and enter your injustice so that we can fix it for you. And we need a donation to help the prayer get through. We accept PayPal. Bitcoin, that's a new one. And cashier's checks, no personal ones, thank you. And of course, cash is king. Cash is always welcome if you have any dead presidents. We'll gladly accept them. So faithful, come and get your love. Justice from the most loving, the fairest eye, and the greatest judge of all, the Lord. Take it from us. You're not going to get it here on Earth. Need proof? OJ is a free man again. So go to our website or call 1-800-NWCBGWLNWB. Our prayers are kneeling by. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful sermon from Pastor Scott G. Of course, played by our good friend, comedian Stephen Benequist. Well, we've got just enough time for one more song from Dylan Chambers.
Thanks so much. Good to be here. Deep inside, I know in my heart that I am falling for you. Nothing I can do about it. Don't leave me hanging on, baby. Please don't ever tell me you want someone else. I've seen the way that you look at me, but you look at it the same way. What you gonna do about it? Give it to me straight. Stick to your decision. As far as I'm concerned, there is no competition. Ain't nobody feel the way I feel for you. Ain't nobody treats it the way I treat you. Girl, you can't deny it. It's already been decided. Ain't nobody feel the way I feel for you. No. Now, every time that you come around, I always play it cool. I leave you with a good impression. You're all up on me and you know I love it. You're with me for a minute, then you're gone. What's with that? I don't understand how you can play the field. You think that I don't know about it? Give it to me straight. Stick to your decision. Girl, you don't deserve this love that I've been giving. But ain't nobody feel the way I feel for you. Ain't nobody treat you the way I treat you. Girl, you can't deny it. It's already been decided. Ain't nobody feel the way I feel for you. I buy things when I don't have the money. The fact you don't scare, it ain't even funny. Don't believe me, then ask somebody. They'll tell you. Ain't nobody feel the way. Treat you the way I treat you. Girl, you can't deny it. It's already been decided. Ain't nobody feel the way I feel for you. No, ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody. No. Thanks so much.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX. You can
Window.
Find information about the program
Window.
By visiting.
Window.
Duck and cover. It's the air raid siren.
Window.
I was mistaken. It's far worse. It's the biggest bomb of them all, Martha Young.
I never bomb.
Tony Awards, 1971.
What, you mean Mondo Eyes? That was my acceptance speech. It was flawless.
Perhaps if you'd actually been nominated for an award.
My Dorothy was a shoe-in.
A shoe-in and a top-off, yes.
You know as well as I do that Sandy Duncan switched the ballots with a fat cow.
Fat cow? She was tiny enough to play a little boy, Martha.
Well, big deal. I played the entire Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, only after the Little People's Defense League boycotted the program.
Some picket line. I just stepped over it.
Oh, it was quite a sight. Yes, all those little people outside the theater with signs.
It was free publicity.
Is that why your show closed after just the first act?
No, it closed because I was ahead of my time.
At least the audience was spared from your final number.
Oh, you mean the yellow brick burlesque?
Needless to say, it wasn't a heart the Tin Man was looking for in your production.
All right, you can stop rehashing my past glory and remind me about today's big success.
Well, what's the last thing that you remember?
New Year's Eve, 1997.
All right, then I'll start around 1 o'clock this afternoon, then. You began by tinking your glass and demanding that the couple kiss.
Well, yes, it's tradition.
It wasn't a wedding, it was a hearing.
Well, then why was she wearing a gown?
Oh, you mean the judge in his robe.
Oh, that would explain the beard.
Yes. And he didn't much appreciate you trying to pull off his garter, either.
Then why did the best man try and help me?
No, that was the bailiff trying to pull you off.
And that makes the maid of honor the...
Witness for the prosecution, Sandy Duncan.
Oh, yes. I should have known.
Well, I'm afraid she had an airtight case this time, Martha.
Oh, I was nowhere near that flight rig, and they'll never pin it on me.
Oh, I'm afraid they already did, Martha.
So that's what this beeper on my leg is all about.
Yes. Your ankle monitor is in place to ensure that you don't make a run for it this time.
Well, I'll chew it off if I have to.
Oh, Sandy Duncan is lucky she still has her leg.
Oh, big deal. So I may or may not have hired a thug to Tanya Harding her.
At her charity revival of Peter Pan, no less.
To see an old lady swinging on wires.
They might have said the same in the courtroom about you today.
It's not a trial if I don't swing on something.
Landing on the stenographer's shoulder, twisting his ear, riding him around the room like a donkey, shouting, "Dictate this."
Oh, that is hilarious.
The judge threw the book at you.
I'll appeal.
No, he literally threw a book at you.
That explains the King James imprint on my behind.
And after that display, I don't think there's any chance of you appealing.
Oh, I'm appealing, all right.
Oh, I'm afraid you've done it this time, Martha. They're going to lock you up.
Please, I could do a month standing on my head.
Well, you did 3 minutes standing on your head this afternoon, so I'm not surprised.
You know, I'll have those guards eating out of my hands. Before you know it, I'll be sipping smuggled martinis in front of a large screen television behind the laundry room.
Oh, Mother, they're felonies. More than a year. This isn't some white-collar resort we're talking about. No, you're surrendering to prison tomorrow.
What? No, Wendell, I can't do Orange is the New Black time. No, where will I get my hair color?
Toilet dye, I'm afraid.
What, a year? An entire year? I will fall off the face of the earth. A year in Hollywood is like 20 in the real world.
I'm afraid you're going up the river, Martha.
Well, all I wanted was a little harmless revenge, so sue me.
Oh, I'm sure the civil suit is coming, don't worry. Oh,
she wasn't even injured.
No, it's the thought that counts, Martha.
I told that goon just to scare her.
Well, you're lucky Captain Hook broke her fall, just a sprained ankle.
Oh, please, Wendell, please don't let them take me.
It's only 18 months. Oh, you'll be fine.
I'll have to pump iron. I'll have to get a prison tattoo. I'll have a tomboy haircut. I'll never work again.
Oh, you should have thought of that when you hired the DiGiuseppe brothers.
I looked Tweedledum and Tweedledummer right in the googly eyes and told them, "Make it close, but don't hurt her."
And for their part, they'll be on the other side of that prison.
Oh, felony, Wendell, no! How will I ever work in Mongolia again?
Sorry, Martha, no work permits for criminals.
I'm not a criminal, Wendell. I'm a diva. This is what I do.
One too many times, I'm afraid, dear.
Oh, I'm ruined.
All right. I'll let you off the hook.
What hook?
Well, after you passed out, your lawyer and I, Smarty Leger, we approached the bench.
The evil twin defense?
No, dear, we simply explained that you are very, very, very old.
Hey!
And that you're losing your faculties.
I am a as sharp as a tick.
And as long as you don't let on when the court-appointed doctor examines you tomorrow...
Who am I? Where am I?
Exactly. As long as you don't let on tomorrow, you'll be able to take that ankle bracelet off and go about your business.
Oh, Wendell, Wendell, I knew you could do it.
But you have to promise, Martha, no more hijinks.
I'll do the year in prison.
No, Martha. It's part of the deal. If you commit any other major crimes, you'll be committed.
Define major.
Grand theft.
Oh, that's easy. I'll just keep it under a grand at a time.
Possession.
Wendell, there's no law against being possessed.
No, of drugs, Martha, drugs.
Oh, well, then that's easy. Prescriptions.
Assault, battery, and, well, I'm fairly convinced that even you can avoid murder.
Done. That leaves drunkenness, nudity, vandalism. There's plenty of fun left for me.
All right. Deal, but I'm going to be watching you, Martha.
Of course you will be. It's your job.
Yes, appointed by the court of love.
Oh, you wouldn't have it any other way.
You do keep things interesting.
And you keep me out of jail.
Well, it's a living. Now let's get some sleep. You'll want to be sharp to play dull tomorrow.
Before you flip the switch, Governor, don't I get one last request?
All right, I'll allow it.
Sing me my lullaby and tuck me in.
Okay. Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We burn the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I hold you through the night. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.